Thank you and good morning. Eureka police are not discussing a motive in the deaths of two men who were shot in the head at a Eureka home on Wednesday night. Police responded to 2109 Harris Avenue and found the bodies of two adult men. They arrested 29-year-old Vincent Ernest Sanchez and charged him with two counts of homicide. Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills said he would not speculate on the motive, but said that the victims and the accused knew each other well.
The suspect knew the victims, both of them, extremely well, and something went awry.
The two victims have been identified as 60-year-old Rick Story and 25-year-old Lance Henry, who is Sanchez's half-brother. They still don't know what led to the shooting. An autopsy has been scheduled for Saturday. Vincent Sanchez has been in the crime news before. It was in February of 2009 that Sanchez was arrested by Eureka police after he was discovered near the Ingomar Club in Eureka armed with a hatchet and a long sword. Sergeant Kay Howden and her canine Tava were able to apprehend Sanchez after he fled the scene on foot. It was estimated that he had caused $10,000 worth of damage to the doors at the Ingomar. In 2013, sheriff's deputies arrested Sanchez after he was seen vandalizing a patrol car in front of the courthouse. Sanchez again fled on foot and was apprehended by Eureka police, who found other vehicles in the area that had been damaged as well. Sanchez has also been convicted for DUI. Sheriff's deputies responded to a report of an assault resulting in life-threatening injuries at a residence on Panther Road in Willow Creek Wednesday night. Deputies learned that a 28-year-old man who was recovering from recent tracheotomy surgery had been punched in the throat by an unknown assailant. The victim was being transported to the hospital by ambulance while deputies were en route, and the victim stopped breathing several times, requiring life-saving measures. Deputies interviewed witnesses who could provide little information. They had no description of the suspect, did not know who he was, and had no idea what led to the assault. Deputies weren't able to interview the victim, who remained in critical condition at the hospital. Congressman Jared Huffman will be on the North Coast this weekend, and he'll hold a town hall meeting tonight at the Warfinger Building in Eureka. The agenda for the town hall is a discussion about Social Security and Medicare. Huffman will be joined by Dr. Carol Estes from the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Nancy Cloward of HICAP to answer questions from attendees. The meeting will run from 5:30 until 7 p.m. Before Congressman Huffman holds that town hall meeting, he'll be at the Samoa pulp mill site and will be joined by Captain Greg Stump of the Coast Guard, representatives from Senator Barbara Boxer's office, and Jared Blumenfield of the EPA. The group will kick off the cleanup of millions of gallons of hazardous waste stored at the site, including leaking tanks, toxic sludge, and other hazardous materials. The event runs from 11:45 until 12:45 p.m., and the cleanup effort is a joint project between the Coast Guard and the EPA. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Attention 6th and 7th grade students. Plan now to attend the Ideas at Work Middle School Career Camp at College of the Redwoods this June. Campers take part in fun, hands-on projects in high-tech labs, tour businesses, and explore careers. There is no cost for this camp, but space is limited. Learn more and apply online at decadeofdifference.org or call 445-7563. Don't wait. Sign up today at decadeofdifference.org and be part of it.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Lisa Rosbacher, Humboldt State University's newly selected president, brings decades of experience to the position. Not only has she worked in education administration in the past, she also has performed extensive work in the field of geology, earning her doctorate in geological and geophysical sciences at Princeton University. Rosbacher is already familiar with the Humboldt region. She was previously invited to the area to gather information for a book.
I lived in Southern California for almost two decades, and somewhere in the middle of that, I got involved in a project to write a book about geology of national parks, and I was invited to write the chapter on Redwood National Park. So I have been in the Arcata and Humboldt area a number of times.
Rosbacher has made multiple returns to the North Coast in order to continue her geological studies.
I've certainly been there on field trips, and it was during one of those geology field trips that I had the opportunity to do some of the background work to learn more about the geology of Redwood National Park. So the book is a few years old, and it's really due for an update. So I look forward to having the opportunity to collect some more information and make it a really current chapter for that particular book.
Rosbacher added that she plans to balance her administrative duties with her scientific research. And Del Norte County officials and state corrections personnel have recaptured an inmate who walked away from the Alder Conservation Camp on Wednesday morning. The inmate, Joseph Janik, was serving 5 years and was located and arrested on Wednesday night near Highway 101 and Klamath Beach Road. That's the news on this Friday morning for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.